It is what it is. We can only try. Okay, we're starting the 15th chapter in Hilchos Tumas Hames, Halacha Aleph. We're continuing dealing with windows, opening and closing in windows, and are there things in the windows that can limit it and seal it off to block the tumas? What are the conditions necessary when you have a window that normally can transfer the tumah from one room to another? Are there certain conditions required if you want to stuff it up? What has to happen for it to be considered a blockage, and what will not allow it to be a blockage? That's the exciting topic of chapter 15. It's not a difficult chapter. We just have to understand the concepts. There's no picture list. So I know we all prefer this room. It's closer to the food, yeah. And it's a little bit of a warmer room. So that's what we're going with. Okay, here we go. Starting with a chalom tashmish. Remember, that's a room, that's a service window, which has the shear of a tefach by a tefach, is big enough for the tumah to cross through there. Now, shestama, that it's been sealed kula entirely, ostama chenisha barpachas of tefach, it's been stuffed up where there's less than a tefach. Okay, there's going to be two conditions now for it to consider to stop it up and to block the tumah from going out. Number one, im hadav bedover hachotzes mipnei hatumah sasam, if it's something that can be a barrier before the tumah and close it up, what does he mean? Something that's not susceptible to tumah. In other words, let's say ochal that's tohor, that's not susceptible to tumah. Because if it's susceptible to tumah, then how could it block the tumah? It's tameh itself. So it's got to be something that's not going to be tameh. Let's say tohor food. Tohor food. So therefore, if it's that, rule one, hareza chotzes, it can block it. So anything that's not tameh, that's the general idea. Tumah thing, by definition, can't block it, because there's tumah there. But if it's not a tumah thing, but that's only one case, we need condition number two. V'ushia dover sheno daitel afnoso, and it's also something he does not plan on removing soon. And the whole discussion now is going to be, what's considered something soon or not soon? Doesn't mean forever, but it doesn't mean soon either. So we will see.
It's not imminent.
Not imminent. So you have to have both conditions. It's something that's tahar, and it's going to stay there. Because if you're going to remove it soon, then it's not called a barrier, because you're going to get rid of it soon. That's basically the gist of the entire chapter. And we're just going to be analyzing different situations of that. Levika, therefore, im sasam achalon, if you totally block the window, omiyata, or you minimize it, that you don't have a tefach by tefach, ba'acholim she'enam mukhsharim, with fruits that are not mukhshar. Okay, it means say even if they're not mukhshar.
What's mukhshar?
Ready to have tumah. But still, einam chaytzitzim. They're still not going to be chaytzes. She'afa pi she'ein mekablin tumim varei daitum taharim. Even though they're not mekabel tumah, and they may even be tahar. But if it is, here's the foil point now, dato lefanosa, if your intention is to clear it out, and the commentators add one word, immediately. Okay, and we'll see in a minute how we can know that. But if, you know, it's tar, no problem that, but you're going to get rid of it immediately, such as, let's say, so they're not chotzes, even though, because, but if you're planning on getting them out, then it's not going to block it. It will ain't no chotzes. That's what he's saying. So foods that aren't mukshur, they're not blocking, even though they're not mekabel tuma, if you're planning on removing it immediately.
So that's violating rule two.
That's violating rule two. If you're planning on...
Immediately is different from what we said before.
Yeah, that's what we're saying. So if it's immediately, it doesn't block.
I thought it doesn't block even if it's a little bit less than...
He's qualifying.
Well, it really means very soon. Very soon. It's very soon.
Imminent.
Not in 1 second.
It just seems like this time is different than...
He doesn't give precise dates. On the other hand, hayusruchim, if they're spoiled, and therefore you don't need it right away. Let's say an apple, You're not going to leave an apple on a windowsill too long. You're going to eat it. Sooner or later, you're going to eat it, and it's sooner than later.
Right.
But if it's spoiled, it can be left indefinitely because there's no rush to take it out.
Right, nobody's eating it.
That's right. Then harelu chotzesim, then they can block it. V'chein teven saruah chotzei. Similarly, straw that's already spoiled will block it. But for shenis, but it's not spoiled, then a chotz doesn't block it. Maybe it should die with nose because you're going to remove it for that. Next point. What about tfuah shegodlo? How about
grain
that's attached to the ground, which is not susceptible to tumah, which should be able to block a window?
It's
growing. It's growing up the wall, blocking the window. Okay, but the sasa sachalona matu, it either closes up the window or limits the opening to it.
Not.
But if it's growing close to the edge of the wall, ain't a chotzetzis, it's not going to block it. Why?
You're going to remove it.
Lefisha daita lefnau, so he's going to remove it. Shema tamskos, because it can damage the wall since it's growing. Since it's growing on the wall,
the roots
will break the wall. He's going to remove it right away.
So something like ivy that goes on.
Those will not damage the wall.
Right, so
we're talking about roots of grain that can damage the wall.
I'm saying ivy would work.
That's right. If the roots are far away from the wall, even though they're growing, the sides are growing there, but the head is blocking up the window, it does block it up because you don't plan on removing it. It's anything similar to that. Okay, now we're just coming with more challenging permutations of this rule. Okay, and we're going to talk about a basket full of dried dates. Okay, now dried dates is food that is tar,
but it can last a long time,
and it could last. There's not a rush to pull them out.
No,
this is dried dates.
A year, 2 years.
But
later.
It's not just dried dates. They're in a basket.
Chavis is a not barrel or basket.
A barrel, whatever, in a barrel. And let's see about the. We're going to see exactly what's going on over here. There's going to be two issues over here. It's the dates and the basket. And the dates are in a barrel or a basket, whatever. So let's see exactly the details here. Chavis, you have a barrel. Shimalea grogros, but the grogros are shruchim, spoiled dates. Soil dates. And she'enim uksharim, but they're not going to be makap, they're not tame. So velo riyim lachila, and they're really not fit for eating. And therefore, there's no reason that you're going to take them out right away. So they're tahar. And you have no reason to remove them right away because they're spoiled. Okay? Now, umunachas b'chalon, and they're sitting in the window over there, okay, in the barrel. Now, the barrel, now remember, a barrel, it's a kli cheres.
Yes.
What's a kli cheres? When is it makabel tuma?
When you get inside.
Only from the airspace.
Yeah.
So you got this, let's say.
Even if it's closed,
let's say this is the window. Going facing in. I'm on the outside. Here's the window facing in. So if the barrel is open this way, it's makabel tuma just by the air. It's makabel tuma of the air.
Yeah.
It's coming this way. It's not makabel tuma because it's not from the outside. It's
right.
Makabel tuma.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see what's going on exactly here. So you got the dates. They in and of themselves could block the tuma.
Right.
Okay.
If you put
but they're
in
the barrel. Now, what do you know about the barrel? And he says, and the barrel is facing the inside where the tumah's in the house. So that barrel is going to be tame. And once that barrel's tame, can it block the tumah itself?
No.
No. The barrel now is tmeir. Or let's pick a second example before we get to the final halacha. V'chein kupa, a box, shimleya tevensra, is filled with spoiled wheat. Shaina Roy Lolomakwe Volatid, that the wheat is not worthy for an animal feed or to be made into mud. So it's
going
to sit there for a while as well. But Velola Soka, not for burning. Umanachlan is sitting in the window in the box. Now, here's the issue over here. If the barrel and the window and the box are facing the opening inside to the house, facing the tumma, they become tummy. They can't block. But what about the straw and the figs?
They're inside the item.
I understand, but in and of them, no, they're not, because kalim are not metame ochlim.
Right.
Okay, so now they're not tame. Could they block? the tumah. Just because one thing can't block doesn't mean the other thing can't block. They're not a group. It's two separate entities. You got spoiled figs in and of themselves, and a barrel. So let's look at each one separately. The barrel can't block because the barrel's tummy. Fine.
The box can't block because the box is tummy.
Yeah. But the wheat and the figs, in and of themselves, since they're not tummy, and they're not going to be removed right away, they can block. So what's the only factor we'd have to weigh? Is can the figs and the wheat stay in the window by themselves without the use of the box or the barrel? Because once they have to come on to the barrel of the box, then they're not really blocking the window. It's more of a function of the tummy barrel and the tummy thing. So that's the Rambam says. If the dried figs or the grain can stand there by themselves, kishinakli, when you remove the vessel, they could stay there. Shehembo, harelchas, and then they're going to block it. You know. And because there's no going to be eating from that. Vimla, but if they can't, Enochos, they're not going to block because they're not really blocking it. It's really then the barrel is blocking it. Because if they could stand on their own, then they'd be blocking it on themselves. Mm-hmm. But if they're in a way that if the barrel's not there, it just falls apart, they wouldn't be blocking it. And therefore it won't. Vimla, Enochos, just more examples now. This long halacha, it's just a bunch of cases saying all of them either they do block or they don't block, and it's if they fall into the two criteria: is it tamei, is it not tamei, is it temporary, is it permanent? That's the whole idea for this whole halacha over here. So just have to figure out what category it fits into. That's all. So asavim hamorim, bitter greens, grasses, she'en rilavim, that are not fit for an animal. Okay, you got to get rid of it.
No.
Is it tummy?
No.
Okay, there's only these cases here. They're all going to be blockers. Okay. Vamatlonius, a small shard of a garment. It's not 3 tefachim by 3 tefachim. What do you know? 3 etzbaos, rather. What do we know about? It's too small to be makabel tuma. And, by the way, these little small shards of garment, shayumutunafim, they're dirty. Vikashim, and they're hard. Kideshal yiruma filakaneh hadamina srita. It can't even wipe away blood.
No,
it's like a really junky shmata. So it doesn't even have any use at all. So that's going to be a blocker.
Is it big enough to block?
Yes, it has to be enough to make it less than an open tefach.
Well, there's more than
even
one.
Even though 3 by 3, I suppose, is not tefach. But remember, you had an opening that's exactly a tefach squared. So once you cut it down even a little bit, so 3 by 3, we'll cut it down from a tefach squared. How about a limb from an animal? Vahabosar and flesh. Hamadul daling, that's hanging. Mostly, but not completely severed, be behema tamea of a behema tamea. Okay. Vahu, and to the extent shuchechusha, and it's so weak, this animal, shayna really mochi, look, you can't even sell it to a goy.
So weak, it's alive?
Yeah, it's not going to be something that you're going to sell right away because it's not going to be bought on the market. So right now, that piece is tahora because the animal's still alive. Animal's still alive, and you got just, you know, it's there, and you got a limb that's mostly off, and it's just
dangling.
I'm going to go out on a limb, but I think it blocks it.
Ukshera, sure, and the animal's tied up because if it's not tied up, it'll run away. Kidesh lo tivrach, so it shouldn't run away because if it could run away, it's not a mechitza.
It's going to get strength in the way,
right? Or so that's also going to be a blocker. Va'ofen, a bird tummy, a tummy bird, shishike mechol, that's taking residence inside a window, and it's also weak, and nobody can eat it, and it's tied up, and it can't fly away. V'ushiyeh misarate, it can scratch. Shareinu avroya filatinuk, so even a kid wouldn't play with it.
No,
I have a little toy birdie.
No,
it's going to scratch him, and he's not going to want to play with it. And v'goy kofos, a goy who's tied up. Remember, a Jew.
Did you say the bird is tummy?
No, it's not a kosher bird.
Because if it was kosher bird, we would eat it. But now we're not going to eat it. We're not going to get rid of it.
Little chicken or pheasant.
Now, what about a goy kavos, a non-Jew who's tied up to the window? As opposed to a Jew. A Jew could become tummy. But a goy never is tummy, so to speak, when he's alive. Shumei asure, and how is he tied? Shumei asure amach is under order of the king. Now, what does that mean?
Nobody else
can. No one's going to untie him if the king tells.
The king orders it.
Uben Shmona, and a child who's 8 months old. It's a nafel. It's a miscarriage, but it's still alive. I know it's a crazy case. Who's going to have a kid in front of a window? It's just theoretical here.
Human rights are first thing.
But it's to the 8th month. Biyom Shabbos on Shabbos, Russell, you're not allowed to move it. Okay, so if it's there for Shabbos, at least it's going to be there. So these are all blockers. Okay, the hamelach and salt, right, which is not food and it's not susceptible to tumah. Hamaor v'kosi, that's mixed with thorns. Shena roya lo lachil abda. It's not worthy for eating or for working an animal skins. Usha munach alacheres, but it has to be sitting on a little shard of earthenware. Why? Because it won't damage the window wall. Because if salt would damage the window, you'd move it out right away. But it's a little shard underneath, so it won't cause any damage. All the cases we listed, memati machalom, they can minimize the opening of the window. Why? Because it has the two rules. Shreinu makablim tuma, it doesn't receive tuma. Veina daitel afnosom, you don't plan on removing them. There's no activity that's useful for them. Similarly, v'chein sefer tayra shaboa, a worn out sefer tayra, shayamunach bachalom, that's sitting in the window. If you decided that this is where it's geniza, this is where it's going to stay, that's going to be my Seamus place. Because he had no room in the house. The window sill's just perfect. He decides to leave it there forever. No, that's where it's going to be. Harezim amai b'chalom. That also minimizes the window. The next ones do not, because they're all temporary. Havala shelet, but snow. Vabar and hail. Vakfor and ice. Vaglid and frost. Vamayim and water. Einam amayim bachalon. They're not going to minimize the window. Shereheim ru'uyim. They're fit. Umakablon tuma. They can't be makablon tuma. And people are going to use it.
In the far north, that could stay there for all winter.
It still could be makablon tuma, though.
Yeah, water can be makablon tuma.
Okay. Fine. Now, the next three halachas, for some reason, which I don't know, Gimel and Hay go together. And I don't know why Hay didn't follow Gimel. And they just puts Dalet in between. So we're going to do Gimel, telling you, but Gimel's only half of the halacha. Then we do Dalet, which has nothing to do with Gimel and Hay. And then Hay's going to be the second half of the halacha.
Do you want a letter to the editor?
I'm just telling you what it is. Okay, the basic rule is going to be in Gimel, but the caveat's going to be in Hay.
Okay.
This is interesting. Okay, you got exactly a tefach opening. Exactly. So if you minimize by any amount, you've cut that up. But you minimize it, that tefach, with something that's less than a ksayis from a dead piece of flesh. Now, what do you know about less than a ksayis of a dead piece? It's not tame. Right? So now we're talking about things that could be tame, but they're too small to be tame. So, but they're going to be enough to reduce it from the tefach, so it's not going to be tame. Even though it's something that's in the species of being tame, but it's just technically not going to be tame. So the rule is going to be, if it's too small, it doesn't become tame, it's able to block. Yeah. That's going to be the rule with the caveat coming later. So we're going to give you about 5 cases of this. So first of all, a piece of flesh less than excise. Or an avela that's less than a kazayas. Obeetzam, or a bone. What's the shear of a bone? A barley corn. So, bepachas mikasarmes, less than a barley corn, but still enough, because remember, it was 4x4 exactly. So now, even less than a barley corn will be a little less than tefach by tefach exactly. Obepachas mikadosh mishares, or you have a rodent, which is a lentil. But it's less than a lentil. They all block. Why? Shekolat is right now, they're all tar. They're not significant enough to be makabel tuma. That's low. And it's not anything worth him taking out. Like, what is he going to do with less than a barley corn of a bone? There's something you could, it's not big enough. If it's a big bone, maybe use it like a tool or something. But less than a barley corn, what can you do with it? So it's going to sit there. You're not going to take it out. Lafika chendata lafaz, that is the plan of moving it out. So that's an interesting halacha. These things that generically would be tame, and therefore would not block the window. take away the blockage, reduce it, and then make it block it. Wouldn't block it, but since it's not enough for them to be tame, it doesn't block the tumah by the reduction. Or let's say certain foods that that could become tame, but they're less than a bayah. Ain't a chashivim as so, so they're not going to be makabel the tuma. They're not considered important. Vein dadal is not going to remove them. Therefore, they can reduce the hole and it would block it. That's the rule. Wait for the interruption, and then we'll come out to the copy out of the rule. Dalit sasam hachalom bekli cheres. What if he closes up a window with an earthenware utensil? That is tahar. That is tahar. V'hoya piv lachutz.
Oh, that's a good place to go.
But the opening is outside, not inside. There's a carpet in the room.
Right.
The window's blocked with a klicharis, but not facing in the room, but the other way.
I already spoke it out.
Harezachotz, that's a blocker. L'vishenim etamigav, it doesn't become tamig from the backside. Where you turn, it's still tar. Okay, but wait a minute. You might move such a utensil out. Maybe it's only going to be temporary. No, we have to say one more thing. This earthenware utensil must be disgusting and with a hole in it, so you have no use for it at all. Actually, yeah, Roy, I feel like it's what you wouldn't even use it for bloodletting. That's how not useful it is. So it's not something you plan on removing. Okay, now hey goes back to Gimel. So we're saying certain things that could be tame, but they're too small to be tame. They are blockers. So now we're going to talk about an interesting thing where, let's say, it's big enough that it can't be a blocker.
Okay. So it's a size.
But the tumah that it has is different than the tumah that's in the house. So now he's going to tell us that the caveat is the tumah in the window. We're going to see must be a different kind of tumah in the house. Let's see what happens.
Then it's blocked.
Hoya babai's mace. Let's say in the house is a corpse. O rova atzomas, or a quarter kav of bones, which is corpse tumah. Ukiyaitzva matzomas hamatam. So any types of bones that are matame in an oval. So the house is tame because of corpse tumah like that. Umeira chalom. And now you minimize the window. Now this was all bones. Okay. Umira chalon shobayase be'etzem pachas with a bone that's less than a sora. So it's the same kind of tumah. It's bone to bone.
But less than a barley corn.
Okay. Now, normally, less than a barley corn, we said, would minimize it. But since it's the exact same kind of tumah, ain't a mere, it doesn't reduce the size of the window as a block. Because the bones connect to the bones, bone of my bone.
The wind bones connect to the...
In other words, just like if I have a few little different pieces of bone, they all collect to be one. So it's the same kind of tumah, even though that by itself wouldn't be, but it connects with the other tumah. It's a fact. It connects so that if they're there, it cannot block because it's the same tumah. Or let's say have a corpse or excise of flesh of a corpse. And now you want to minimize the window with less than a excise of flesh of a mace. Same kind of tumah. It won't minimize it. Why? Because the meat, the flesh, combines with the flesh. So similar ones combine, even though it's small, too small to block it in and of itself, but it combines. But if they're not similar, then they don't combine. Avo etzem pachas b'kazara. Let's say you have a bone less than a kazara that's in the blocker, but in the house is mamayit on the excise, but it will minimize excise of basar, because basar is one tuma. A bone is a different type. Upachas miksayis basar, and less miksayis of flesh, mamayda de rovat, someone's going to will minimize the tuma that's coming from bones from inside the house. Okay, very good. That was the caveat rule that goes back to Halacha Gimel. Now, finally, miyet es hatefach. Let's say you want to minimize the tefach b'shesiva erev, with type of the crisscross of the roof of the loom, right? And let's say they were tamei neged saras. hamunugoyim. So let's say you want to minimize the tefach with this crisscross that has tumas mitzora, o migush beis apras, or from a clot of earth, from a beis apras, which we said is tamei, ainamuyut. That will not minimize it because they're tamei. Shadavar tamei ainachotzes. Something that's tamei will not do a chatzitza, even if it's a different min and it's a different sug of tumah. Because we're not talking about different types of tumah within tumas mace. We're just saying for any kind of tumah, it will block. Okay? Now, what if asa levena me afar beis hapras? What if you make a brick from the dirt of a beis hapras? Now, the dirt of a beis hapras was tumah. But when you turn it into a brick, the rabbinic law falls off. Harezu tahara, it's tahar mamatas, will close off the window. Why? Shalomar, they only said that earth from a beis hapras, elagush kibriyaso, the clot of dirt as it is created. But since it's turned into a brick, then it's not as it's created, therefore it's not tame, and therefore it can close. And now, one last point, interesting, what about a spider web? A spider web, that spider web's the opening of a window, does it block it or not? So if it closed the window or minimizes to less than a tefach with the spider's web, then it depends. If it was a really thick web and not the kind of thing that's going to get blown away very easily, it's a blocker. That's what was that book called? Somebody's was Charlotte's Web. So if it's Charlotte's Web, I guess. Yeah, so it's not going to move. But it's really a very thin one, and probably even just any little thing will knock it out. It doesn't block it because it is temporary.
What about the spider itself? Does that block? In the spider web?
It's going to move. It's obviously going to move unless you tie it down.
What if it's a dead spider?
Then it's tummy.